High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Okay, we wanted to understand this because there was some very, very positive news coming out of the Cape, and that is the fact that Cape Town, the city of Cape Town, has reached a deal with Treasury where they now are able to buy back excess electricity generated in people's private capacity. So what that really effectively means is that if you have, for example, solar in your house and you have excess capacity during the day, you may now sell that back to the city. And what that means is that the city is able to procure power from all sorts of producers along the way. That must make a massive difference. We wanted to understand where we are here in Johannesburg. What is really going on here? When are we likely to see this happening in our own city? Kanelwe Sebole is the acting spokesperson for the MMC of the Environment and Infrastructure Services. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you, Howard.
Good. So here's, so where are we? Where is the city of Johannesburg in all of this?
So at City Power, they're prepping for a similar system, but this might happen in the next financial year. So as we have it currently is that City Power procures electricity from Eskom, and then they distribute to us as residents. So right now, our system is unidirectional. So
right.
What they need to do is upgrade their infrastructure so that they can receive from the homes as well.
How difficult is that? What kind of upgrade is required?
I don't think it's difficult. We just need capital. You know, we need capex. Because they have a similar system already going where they can sell back electricity to Eskom.
Mm.
So they have the technology in place. They know how to maintain it. So now they just need to roll it out. But that needs a lot of money.
When is our new financial year?
It's in July this year.
So is there no way to expedite that? I mean, surely it's that important because there's also a little doubt with the amount of people that have moved over to solar, the amount of, let's say, shopping malls and things like that, that there is this excess capacity. That would help the city virtually immediately to alleviate some of the crisis. Obviously, it's not the only solution, and we need to look at multiple ways in which to address this problem. But surely it's that urgent that we shouldn't be waiting for the financial year.
Well, it is urgent. So City Power is looking at other mitigating strategies. So on Thursday, the executive mayor of Joburg will announce what City Power is planning to put in place to avert certain stages of load shedding.
Okay, so there is going to be an announcement about that, and I believe as well that there's been if I'm not mistaken, you wrote an article on this that City Power is also spending 100 million rand on substation security.
Well, it's infrastructure security as a whole.
Tell me about that.
All right, it's because they are experiencing a lot of cable theft and vandalism, but they actually need three times that much to secure the substation and the rest of the infrastructure.
So where are we with all of this? You know, obviously it's a priority and we know that, but
yeah.
the city of Johannesburg at this stage feeling like we are many steps behind Cape Town. Now, it might have been because of the flip-flopping between the, you know, who manages the city and who doesn't. And there's been relative stability in Cape Town. In fact, not really relative. There has been stability in Cape Town over the last number of years. But how do you think Johannesburg is doing?
No, we are definitely behind Cape Town. Remember that Cape Town has their own hydropower station. So they've always had the Steenbrug power station. And that has helped them to avert certain stages, stage two load shedding, because they've always had it in place. So we're trying to catch up. And it really doesn't have much to do with the politics, as in we're not generating our own electricity. City Power is not generating their own electricity as it stands. But they did it previously, and they had a system for the 2010 World Cup. They had a backup system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in place. All you have to do is revive some of those projects to keep us producing electricity for the city.
Okay, so realistically, you know, you're saying, well, probably in the new financial year, how long does it take to convert the infrastructure to allow buyback? And when do we think, given the other ideas that the city has, when do you think we'll start to see an easing of load shedding in the city, in Johannesburg?
You know, if council approves the budget for City Power, we should be seeing it by the end of this financial year.
Okay, so we hope we will see that. How does the vote of no confidence, this type of thing, how much does this derail the work that the mayor and the team are trying to do?
I think it doesn't derail the work because entities still have their own strategy, right? It shouldn't. Our role as political office is oversight. We shouldn't be interfering with operations. But what you do as political officers is try and fight for a budget to be available, because you understand that we have a limited budget. And for you to get the bulk of that budget, you have to state your case and you have to convince the other entities that we really urgently need this money now. And if we get this done right now, then for the next financial year, we can lower what we need.
And that's where we leave it. Kanilwe Sebola, who is the acting spokesperson for the MMC of the Environment, Infrastructure and Infrastructure Services Department.